Jeremiah chapter 2. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Go, and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Yahweh, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, when you went after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown. Israel was holiness to Yahweh, the first fruits of his increase. All who devour him will offend, and evil will come upon them, says Yahweh. Hear you the word of Yahweh, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, What iniquity of your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and have become vain? Neither said they, Where is Yahweh that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through the land of deserts and of pits, and through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, and where no man dwelt? And I brought you into a plentiful country, to eat the fruit of it, and the goodness of it. But when you entered, you defiled my land, and made mine heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, Where is Yahweh? And they who handled the law did not know me. The pastors, the shepherds also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal. And they walked after things that have no profit. Therefore I will yet plead with you, says Yahweh, and with your children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Kittim, and see, and send to Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there is such a thing. Has a nation changed their Elohim that are not any Elohim? But my people have changed their dignity for that which does not profit. Be astonished, heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be very desolate, says Yahweh, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and cut them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Is Israel a servant? Is he a home-born slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burned without inhabitant. And also the children of Noph and Tophaphnes have broken the crown of your head. Have you not procured this to yourself, in that you have forsaken Yahweh your Elohim when he led you along the road? And now what have you to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Shihor? Or what have you to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings will reprove you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that you have forsaken Yahweh your Elohim, and that my fear is not in you, says Sovereign Yahweh of hosts. For of old time I've broken your yoke and burst your bonds, and you've said, I will not transgress. When upon every high hill and under every green tree you wander, playing the harlot. Yet I had planted you a noble vine, wholly a right seed. How then are you turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine to me? For though you wash yourself with nitre and take for yourself much soap, yet your iniquities are marked before me, says Sovereign Yahweh. How can you say, I'm not polluted and have not gone after Baalim? See your way in the valley? Know what you have done? You are a swift dromedary traversing her ways. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffs up the wind at her pleasure. In her occasion, who can turn her away? All those who seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they'll find her. Withhold your foot from being unshod, and your throat from thirst. But you said, There is no hope. No, for I've loved strangers, and after them I will go. Like the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princes, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, You are my father, and to a stone, You've brought me forth. For they've turned their back to me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble they will say, Rise up and save us! But where are your Elohim that you have made for yourself? Let them arise, if they can save you in the time of your trouble, for according to the number of your cities are your Elohim, O Yehuda. For what reason will you plead with me? You have all transgressed against me, says Yahweh. In vain have I smitten your children. They have received no correction. Your own sword has devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. O generation, do you see the word of Yahweh? Have I been a wilderness to Israel, a land of darkness? For what reason do my people say, We are restless, we will come no more to you? Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? And yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Why do you trim your way to seek love? For this reason have you also taught the wicked ones your ways. Also in your skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I've not found it by secret search, but upon all of these. And yet you say, because I am innocent, surely his anger will turn from me. Look, I will plead with you, because you say, I have not sinned. Why do you go about so much to change your way? You also will be ashamed of Egypt as you were ashamed of Assyria. Yes, you will go forth from him, and your hands upon your head, for Yahweh has rejected your confidences, and you will not prosper in them. End of chapter.